Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Enjoying every minute.
I know. And we have with us today Kathleen Ott, and Kathleen is the bi-regional administrator for the Administration for Community Living, ACL, which is just a phenomenal organization. And what we've been talking about so far today is just, it's tremendous. And this is really the tip of the iceberg for trying to help people. And Otto, just as we went into the break there, you brought up something. Let's go back to Otto then, and you and Kathleen will have a conversation about it.
We talked about doors, right?
Right, doors.
And that there's no wrong door. And I understand that there's a program called that, and I was just curious as to what that was all about, Kathleen.
Well, thank you, Otto. Indeed, we, over the course of the years, and I'm speaking about 20 years ago, recognized that older adults don't want to be passed around from one resource to another. And it behooved the federal government to say, let's create, by way of grants nationwide, what are called no wrong door systems or aging and disability resource center. Those two terms are interchangeable. No wrong door system started out with grants to all of the 50 states so that there could be one system where people could go and ask for information. It's really been very helpful because in some parts of our country, when there's not a plethora of services, those no wrong door areas really help them find the resources that people need. New York was New York Connects. It started out about almost 15 years ago, but the challenge was it was not statewide. About 2 years ago, Greg Olson, who is your state director on aging, made New York Connects a statewide entity. And we have 800 numbers that people can call where they can get information on services locally, because there's a New York Connects office in every county. So we're very fortunate for that. That's the No Wrong Door system. It started many years ago. All 50 states have them. And now we can say New York State is statewide.
How would I use this system?
I'll give you a good example. Say for if you're providing care, and we'll use the example when you had your mother in your home and you were providing care. If you felt as if you needed to get a meal delivered to her every noon time just because you were working and you needed her to have a nourishing, nutritious meal, you could call New York Connects or 311 and get information about home delivered meal services. Again, you're not passed from one place to the other. New York Connects is a one-stop shop, one door where people can get all the information they need, whether it be services or information, or where resources are throughout the state. It's just a very important service that New York has really invested in. Every counselor at New York Connects has gone through a training program through Boston College, where they are very valuably trained service workers that understand older people and people with disabilities, and they also are well-versed in the resources in their community.
Sounds good.
It's a wonderful network.
Not only is it a wonderful network, it seems that it's easy to navigate. I mean, you're doing all the work.
That's right. That's right. And it was set up that way because in times past, people would get passed. Maybe it's a difficult question, a difficult request. They would just get passed. That's not the case. That initial request goes right into New York Connects. And they are working the challenge and the problem to make sure that the services are there. We don't serve people in institutions with New York Connects. It's really community-based.
Okay.
So, you know, that's a difference but again, it's worth repeating. If you have question, New York Connects is exactly where you should go, or 311 in North Hempstead.
And going back to that 311, always use the 311 if you don't get satisfactory answers. In a place like New York Connect, you get an answer. But we had several weeks ago, Joe Galanti on from the New York State Comptroller's mm-hmm. Office. And
yes.
They had confirmed all the phone numbers in their financial pamphlets, because there are situations when a phone number may have gone dead and you call and it says leave a message, but nobody's going to hear that message. And you do it three or four times, and for a senior or an adult child out of state trying to help the senior, it gets very frustrating, that you want to talk to a person, or at least make sure that the system you're utilizing is up to date. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Well, absolutely. And as we get older, that human contact is much more important than leaving a message. I think as we all get older, we never really want to do that. We never know where it goes. But when we have somebody on the other end of the line that is trained and very well, you know, very knowledgeable about the resources, we have a confidence as an older person that maybe our voice is being heard. And I think that's really important.
Definitely.
Absolutely. One thing I just wanted to touch on, and Otto, you might be a beneficiary, not a beneficiary. You could help us out with this. Different tips on people getting together. The pandemic's going to be here, I have no idea, for months to come. I don't see everybody jumping into a square dance tomorrow, personally. but to be safe, it really, you shouldn't. I mean, nobody has the answer yet, so why go there? So I know the town of North Hempstead has technology for the petrified and different things to help seniors become a little bit more computer literate. And one of the things that I see is a virtual coffee chat, and which is interesting because our congregation, which is the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Shelter Rock, they closed the church, and they closed it months ago, and it's going to be closed until next spring. Already they closed it, but they have services, and after services, they have a virtual coffee chat because people used to hang out after services. Is it the same? Absolutely not. Because I could go over to a table and say, Kathleen, I need to talk to you about something. I'm not doing that on a virtual chat. But it's an interesting concept for virtual chat for seniors. Whether it works or not is another story. I know they've tried some of the advisory meetings this way. What's your thoughts there, Kathleen?
Well, I think it's wonderful. It's stimulation, and also it's keeping people engaged in the day-to-day, whether in their local community or even national news. I can imagine that there's probably a lot of great conversations that are going on with people on various topics. I mean, even travel videos, you know, talking about where people have gone, what their experiences have been. Now, sharing information about maybe a craft that you have or a talent that you have. Again, I think it's just wonderful because it's really about the interaction. We as social, as human beings, require social interaction. And this pandemic has really challenged us to think differently. So people are making new acquaintances, and that's stimulating. And that keeps us focused on the life that we live and engaged in our community, which I tend to repeat. But I think it's so important, especially during this time.
You know, what's interesting is I walk, and when I walk, I make a point of ducking and dodging and don't go near anybody. And a lot of times I will try to...
During the pandemic, or you always do it that way, Otto?
Pretty much. You know, but, you know, typically I would try to say good morning or whatever. It's like a lot of people are afraid to even look at you right now. Forget about, saying good morning or how you doing or whatever. So when I walk, I try to look at the people, and then they don't look back.
You know? Right.
It's like maybe they're going to get COVID by looking at me. I don't know.
But you know, I think again, you raise a great point in that there's fear out there. You know, people are very fearful, and that just drives people in. And the joy and the beautiful thing about the innovation that we see in New York specifically is that it's really capturing that and making, you know, giving people a safe and comfortable place to engage. Like, as you say, with computers and so forth. But I think the fear factor is real, and you know, depression and social isolation is also real. So it's a balance at this point.
You know, it's a big balance too, and we're going to get there, is this handshakes and hugging and stuff.
Right.
I mean, you don't do it at all now, but, you know, I'm a hugger. There's no question about
it. I'm a hugger too.
Oh, so like, but I'm avoiding, honestly, I'm really not that with that many people, et cetera. So what, like you're talking about, Otto, you kind of walk away. So when the time comes that you're in a crowd, does everybody really stay 6 foot from each other? And I say, hi, Kathleen. Hi, Otto. Hi, Christina. Like, it's a whole new world, and I have no idea how it's going to be dealt with. But we just have to be safe, and especially from a senior, We have to go out there and instruct them to go out there very mindful of being cautious.
Well,
that's right.
I'm sorry, Kathleen, go ahead.
No, I defer to you, Otto, go.
Well,
go
no, I have a scenario, as John and Christina know. I rented a house. We're going to go to this house with like 16 people, family, all. It's an estate, basically, and 8 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, everybody. But here's the thing, everybody, and we're a hugging family, but we're not going to be hugging. I'm going to be with daughters and sons and grandchildren. And that's an interesting idea of how, like there's a little bit of a strain there, if you will, even though we're all family and we've all trying to behave, the fear factor is back here, whether you know it or not, it's absolutely in all relationships.
Well, it is. And again, I think, John, you touched upon this. What is our new normal? No one really knows. As we grow older, we know that human touch is so important. Nursing facilities, thrive upon that. Volunteers always will go in to a person who's at bedside and touch them. That's going to be a real challenging thing. A science is going to lead us, I'm sure. But, hopefully we'll find that middle ground where we can really feel that human connection. Again, as we grow older, and especially as people are at the near end of death time, we have to have that. We need that. And we'll have to find our new normal.
Here's an area now, new one, not new, but nursing homes. I have a couple of people that I know that we did visit occasionally. And now, finally, they opened up. You can go, but you can go for, I think, 10 minutes every 10 days with 2 people. So okay, that's better than nothing. But if you have a large family, that means that most people can't go because the primary mother, father, or whoever, daughter, son, are going to be the ones who will go and nobody else can go. That's an example. Even though they're in a institution with other people around them, people in nursing homes are really, really isolated. Seriously.
They are. Well, they are, Otto, and under the Older Americans Act, Title VII has an ombudsman program. Every nursing facility has an ombudsman that becomes an advocate for the residents. They may work for the state, but they do not. They are an advocate for those people in nursing facilities. Because of the pandemic, we have not been able to get into those facilities. As you mentioned, now things have opened up. Our ombudsmen are back in the facilities, and they are doing their work to be an advocate for our residents.
That's unbelievable. That's perfect. And to know that's out there is comforting for that's people right. who know there's somebody in a nursing home. Kathleen, as you said earlier in the program, it always goes so fast. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day with all that you're doing. I want to thank you for all that you're doing. And I want to thank you specifically for coming on our program. And I wish you to be safe and well. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.